What is up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 7 of Warcast. Today, it's me and Rahul, your good old pals, because everyone else is busy and occupied with something else. I don't know what, but yeah. So today, we have some things laid out. This is our third attempt at doing this podcast. Rahul, why don't you tell us what we are going to do today?
So we have got on this call, so we'll be able to discuss the little plans, little small steps that we are planning for next few days, few weeks and few months that would help us achieve our near future goals that we have.
Right.
Related to the songs that we have been working on composing and
right.
How those things basically.
Absolutely. And we were just talking before recording this podcast about the difference between having a long-term vision and then the importance of backtracking it, reverse engineering it so that our day-to-day, so backtracking it from, say, 20 years to 10 years and then 10 to 5 and 10, 5 to 3 and then so on and so forth till you get to the each and every single day. So whatever the routine then hence becomes, that will serve and become a machine on autopilot. Yeah, right. So I was trying to say autopilot. I forgot that word. So a machine on autopilot. So if we align our day-to-day activities to the vision by backtracking and reverse engineering it, then we can forget about the vision for a while. We can keep it in back of our heads and our routine will be able to push us forward, so to speak.
Yes.
Yes,
go on.
Right. So I was just pulling up my calendar and so what do you think when the gig season is about to start?
So in the news, there are a lot of bars and cafes which have started like putting out small gigs slowly over mm-hmm. the last few weeks. I've seen a lot of posts. It's just that they are not allowing a large amount of people at this point. But I can safely say that by the end of this year, it would be almost back to like say 70 to 75% of what the gigs used to happen before COVID. And by the early next year, it would be back in full force. That's what I think.
So that does not give us much time at all because it's October 3rd already. And October ke baad you have November and December, then that's the end of the year. So I think we have to extend that time frame a bit for our sake so that we can have ample amount of time to properly do everything that is required to be done to release the songs. And for that, there are a few things. So we have a couple of songs. We have Tribal, we have Unsullied, we have Viking. And what else do we have?
We have Death Thrash.
So even if these four songs to complete those, it's going to be a huge task. So mm-hmm. let's go song by song. Okay, out of these four, which do you think is almost done?
So what I think is the first two songs, which we would be able to complete soon, would be Unsullied and Viking. And mm-hmm. after that, I think we'll be able to do Death Thrash and Tribal in almost the same time frame.
I think Death Thrash will also not take that much time, but yeah, Tribal definitely because it is something new.
Yes. So you can pretty much say that we will be able to complete Death Thrash, Unsullied and Vikings in comparatively
earlier.
Less time earlier and in less time as compared to Tribal. With Unsullied, we have some other issues that we are facing. Mm. So that is, we have to work around it a little bit. So even if we push it a little behind and take Death Thrash and Vikings first, that can be a great plan as well.
So as, yeah, tell me.
Yeah, nothing. Go okay. on, I didn't interrupt you.
sorry. So, with Unsullied, we have the issue of the solo. We don't have a solo. And other than that, I think we are good, right? We don't have any other major issue with that. You pretty much solved all the issues with transitions, with your creativity with the drums. And I think the chorus thing, the latest Asana recording that you had uploaded, I think that is completely solving that issue of transition to chorus. And we just need to... That reminded me. I have to upload... I'll upload a recording on Asana today. I'll make it so that the way you perform the drums, it aligns with the idea that we were discussing earlier on WhatsApp for the transition to chorus, so that there is a gap there and it feels like the song has ended and then immediately the riff starts for the chorus, right? So that's awesome. I think until it will not take much time. Only issue that I'm seeing in my mind right now is the solo issue.
Yeah, the solo and the small transition one, which we are facing, but that would be solved quickly. And for solo, that will be solved soon as well. So that won't, the structure is because this one song we have been working on since very long. So
yeah.
By now, it the structure has already been laid out. And yes, it can certainly be done quickly as the couple of issues we are facing that are solved right away. Certainly, it can be done as well.
Yeah, the transition issues and small issues here and there that we can solve. That's just a matter of months, not years. But with regards to the solo, I think we'll have to feature someone on the solo. I don't think Ayush will be able to handle so much on his plate right now. He is already working on the Death Thrash solo. And... So I'm thinking like that right now. And otherwise, I do have ideas for the solo, but I will be able to finish it, but it will not do justice to the song. The song deserves better, in my opinion. So possibly we'll need to collab there. Possibly we will need to reach out to some people and see who is talented enough and who is interested enough to do it, to collab with us. So, yeah, that is one issue that needs to be solved. But, yeah, regardless, we need that song to be ready for playing live, even before it is ready for the studio.
Totally agree with, all of these four songs, they need to be structurally ready so that we are in a position to perform it. Well, we might record it a bit later, that is fine. But we should be aware of the structure and we should be able to play it in live situations before recording.
Exactly.
The situation comes. Yes.
And that would require for on our part only to create one demo, even if say the demo does not have the solo.
Even I was going to suggest that because because structurally everything is ready and it's just that solo needs to be added. That can be done later as well. And we can definitely record the demos without solo. That won't be much of an issue.
Right. And with the demo, let's aim to make the best demo that we can, even by like talking from the production side of things, so that even if we are going for shows, we can at least use our demos to give reference if anyone needs that. And also, it will help us to get other musicians on board who might want to collab with us, who might want to feature on the song. Which is we will need the song for that. And okay, so let's talk some dates. It's October. It's going to be hard to actually map it out. So our short long-term vision is, say, for next 3 years. What's our vision for next 3 years is, what is it in your opinion?
Well, these four songs should be completely done.
No, I'm talking in terms of years, not months.
Okay, as in you're talking about more songs, more shows, something like that, some marketing thing.
Yeah, we need to concentrate on the marketing thing. We need to, and we cannot just rely on online marketing. And though I actually need to discuss regarding the ads and all as well, but I'll get to that later. What I mean is, okay, in the next 3 or 4 years, before the 5-year point, I think we should play about 2 to 3 shows, and major shows, say either in Delhi, Bangalore, or Mumbai. These three, this particular triangle we need to cover aggressively. So, I mean, like, not aggressively as in too many shows. I just mean we won't be able to do too many shows. We don't have that much amount of time, but like at least one show per year or two shows per year, something like that. We need to, and for that, okay, if we keep that as a aim, firstly, is that a good aim to have?
Certainly, I think if once the shows start happening and once we are in a good position, that by that I mean we have majorly completed our songs, then we would be able to do even more shows. And yes, like the cities you mentioned, that are certainly to be covered, because that would help us network more and meet a lot of musicians and meet a lot of organizers. And those are the major cities through which you get a lot of crowd. So I very much believe this fact is, like, going behind this goal is very certain. Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, and yes, certain number of shows per year should what we aim. That is what we should aim for.
Correct. Absolutely. Yes. So let's set a date. In my opinion, let's not chase to come. So going by this plan of ours, to not have one single release right now, but to have bunch of songs ready to be basically performance ready, right? So that our immediate aim is to have songs to play live shows, because we can release songs, but that would require us to focus on one or drill down on one particular song till it's you know, every nut and bolt is in the right place. But that will take a lot of time, and instead we can shift that focus and energy and distribute it towards all the songs. It will keep us creatively healthy also, and make sure to, and let's aim to set a date on a month in the calendar where each of the song will be done. Or let's first decide on a date where all the songs should be done. By all, I mean Viking, Unsullied, Death Thrash. These three, right?
Unsullied, like, are you thinking about pushing it a little behind some other songs? Or what's your plan about Unsullied? Any specific thing which you have thought about?
Unsullied, only issue is solo. And as far as the feeling I'm getting by talking to Ayush and the people, I don't think we will have time anytime soon for having a solo if we go with the internal route. And if we feature someone, then it will be done easily.
Okay, so you were saying that Unsullied, by completed, you mean everything is done, like the solo is also added?
No. I mean without the solo, but everything else.
Okay, all right. Okay, so it's Death Thrash, Vikings and Tribal in the first lot.
No. Unsullied is there. Okay. We can still perform the song live.
Yes, certainly.
This is just, the demo is just there to solidify the song enough so that all the members of the band know what to play like. The idea of the song is concrete, and you know, they, so everything flows smoothly. And if the song is there, then everyone has something to listen back to know what the song is and to be able to perform it live. If it's just an abstract idea in my mind and in your mind, it will be very hard to communicate. So we need a decent sounding, professional sounding, but not like very high quality demo. That is the aim.
Like for our sake, for our reference, and also if we want to give it to the organizers, if they are trying to book us for a certain gig or something.
Exactly. We can think of it like unreleased songs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like that.
40 point.
And actually, it will be a very good idea to then perform those songs live and then see what parts are not actually sounding that good live. Maybe they sound good on speakers, but not on while we do it live. And that happened with, in the case of Rusted Bullets, that soft Certainly. Part in between. It was sounding okayish on these speakers, especially with Swami's solo on it. It was sounding very good. But live, it is just not doable because the song is so high in energy, that sudden drop for that awkward period of time is it's not desirable live, I feel. So
we'll certainly think a workaround with that particular part, because I believe it can be done. It's just that there are some like grooves from my end and some other things which need to be changed, and we'll be able to sort that out as well. So yes.
Okay. So yeah, so that's the exact point. So if we do not release Unsullied and we perform that first, and then we have the data and we have the information to know, okay, this particular section requires this kind of a, you know, what was the term that you used? Workaround.
Yes.
This type of a workaround life. So why not let's just put the workaround in the song itself?
Yes, yes. And anyway, our initial goal is to just get the live shows part going so that we are in the performance mode, and then later on come to the recording phase. So this is the goal I believe we are going behind right now.
Yeah, though we just established it, but it's sounding good. awesome. So, right, it's October now, October 3.
Yes.
All the songs together to be done, they will require a lot of effort, but we can, if we set a deadline, we can plan it accordingly. So, I feel like I need a copy and a pen. yeah, I don't have any nearby. Just a second. I actually need it. It's a lot of things to keep in mind. I found the copy. Anyway, in the meantime, you can tell us about your weekend.
There was nothing much that I did. So for the whole week, I had a friend from Pune and we had a great time throughout the week. And it's just that after he went, after all the fun we had done, the weekend arrived and I was pretty much drained, and during the weekend I was just sitting around thinking of what to do because the work was also done. And so I just basically played drums and inquired about a gym which I'll be joining in a week or so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's see how it works out and how I'm able to work around the schedule. And yes, that's basically it. In the evening, I was trying to record a particular song, but it didn't quite happen. So
okay.
Yes, I'll try to get it done next week. That's it. That was about my weekend.
Hey, awesome, man. So,
did you find the pen?
I have everything I need.
Great.
So, with regards to the recording, actually, I heard the Tribal, latest recording for Tribal, just to set away. So that is sounding perfect. Only thing is, you can reduce the complexity in the initial part of the verse, the soft verse, and then gradually make it more complex. I observed you added a lot more 16th or maybe 32 th notes. you have increased something. So
you're talking about the tom groove part, the tool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So right now it's like earlier it was, I think, a little more simpler, at least when the riff was just starting out. So it's sounding good right now also. But if you can just gradually increase that complexity over the cycle of the riff, that would ease the listeners into it. Right now, it's the recent most recording. It's straight into the face with the Dream Theater level complexity. So,
yes, I get that. Yeah, okay. So, I would certainly think about that. And even I had this thought in mind of like increasing the notes, or the other thought which was in my head was to increase the volume of what I was playing so that over the time it becomes like
dynamic.
Yeah, over the time, it the people would understand that we are entering into a climactic breakdown or something. So that's a thought I had. And the next one, I will keep this in mind, that increasing the notes over the period of the bars. So yes.
Awesome. That sounds good. So yeah, that was it from my side with regards to that. I'll probably leave a note for you so that you can remember that. Yeah, so let's come back to the planning side of things. I have noted the song names. We have Viking, Tribal, Unsullied, and the Thrash. It is October right now, and October, November, December, and then we have 2022. Let's say 6 months from now, right?
March, till March.
Awesome. So that will be March.
Yes.
Till March, we need demos to be ready. Like, I'm talking all four songs, Viking, Tribal, Unsullied, and Death Rush. Hopefully, new songs will also come up by then, but we don't need to complete those by March. Mm-hmm. Only these four songs. That is Viking, Tribal, Unsullied, Death Rush. Okay. I think it's doable, I think. What do you
think? 6 months, yes. So the first, like by the end of this year, we are able to complete the songs structurally. And then later on, we focus on how to get it properly recorded.
Actually, the recording part won't take that much time. It will be like a 2-weekend thing. But and it would be better if we can possibly meet during the recording phase so that we can set it up properly. Just for the demo also. But the composing side will take the majority of the time. So it's 6 months, right? 6 months into a month has 4 weekends. So we have 24 weekends. 24 weekends, that is 48 days. We have 48 All right. days. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have about 50 days to take these four songs. That gives us like what? 50 by 4 is what? 20? No. Sorry.
We all are magic.
It's 12 point something.
12.5, yes.
So actually, it's not 50, it's 48 actually. So it gets divided by 4 easily. So that is 12 days actually.
Yes. Big brain time.
Hold up.
We have two math geniuses here.
Hold up. This will be, okay. Hopefully, whoever is listening to this is not judging us too much. We actually have engineering degrees, by the way.
Oh, that is the most funniest. That is the funniest part of this.
They allowed us to have calculators in examinations. So even for 5 + 5 or 1 + 1, we used to cross check with the calculator.
Yes. Yes, because we had so much time in the exam because we didn't know the answer to any question. So we used to do stupid shit.
Yeah, so whatever we had some clue about, we wanted to make it triple sure.
Yes.
Awesome.
Marks. Yeah, continue.
So my point being, if we are keeping a aim for 6 months, that is March 2022, then that gives us, on average, 12 days per song. 12 real working days, because assuming we are working on Saturday and Sunday, we will be okay. If Saturday and Sunday we are not able to do, obviously we can make it up in the following weekend, but I don't think we will be able to, especially if your office starts, like physical office starts anytime soon, then you will also find yourself only working very hard on the weekends.
Totally.
So that it might be a little pessimistic, but that is more real, I guess. So that is, we have 12 days from today. We have 12 days to complete per song. We have 12 days per song. So for Viking 12, Tribal 12. Hey, why did I write? Tribal is out of this equation. Only 3 songs. Okay. Yes. We need to recalculate everything. Oh,
okay.
Fuck.
Okay. So what you started out was on saying that the developing of structure would take more time and the recording would get done quickly. That's what you were saying at the beginning, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And then you came to the number of days. And you were dividing the number of days in 6 months for the song.
So what I did was I took 6 months and multiplied it by 4 because we have 4 weekends per month, right?
Okay.
So... Right now, I'm thinking actually we should take it only 5 months, and the last month we will keep as the buffer period for recording and everything.
Yes, all right.
So we have 3 songs. We can easily do it in a month if we are all set it up, if we set it up rightly. So let's take 5 months into 4 weekends per month. That is 20 weekends into 2. That is 40 days.
All right. So that means 10 days per song.
More than 10. We have 3 songs, not 4 songs.
Okay. Again, yes.
So
I
it's
about that.
It's I think about 13 through 39. So we can take it as 13, and 13 is a cool number. Mm-hmm. So
okay. Cool for us metalheads.
Yeah, so that okay, we were earlier at 12 days. I think now we are at 13 days per song. So that calculation did not help much, but okay. okay, we did.
Efficiency 100.
So we have increased it by one day. Awesome.
Yes, no problem. At least we did the work to be more efficient at
Yeah, definitely.
whatever excuse we want to give.
So if we are thinking about it in 13 days, and actually it is lifting a lot of, I think we missed the point that we only have 2 working days per month, and that's why we do not have much time. We need to be fast, is what I mean. And we are, but we need to streamline a few things. Anyway, so Viking, Unsullied, and Death Thrash, starting from today, we have 13 days each. That
Yes.
third. So now we need to. Let me know if you get if you are getting late for anything, because this planning thing will probably take time. But let's continue. So 13 days per song. So we need to now list down all the problem factors that we have, and then we can aim on closing these songs within these time frames, either taking it one by one or side by side, however it might work. So let's start with Viking, right?
Yes, all right.
So I know the problems in Viking, but why don't you start out so I might remember if I have missed out on anything, and then I'll add to it.
In Vikings, I don't think I'm facing any like structural issues or till the second chorus. It's just that after that, I have a fair bit of idea of what I'm gonna do based upon the initial jam I did and the recording you sent. So that would be done quickly, I think so. It won't take much time. It's just that I have to sit and think about what I'm gonna do and this, and then proceed on to just jam around it and record it. And before that, also I have to think about what exactly I'm gonna be doing in the chorus.
Okay.
And the how it would align to the vocals, because you also sent the vocals to me. And the next time you will do it, I would think in proper fashion as to how it would sound along to the vocals. So
Yeah,
yeah, till the second chorus, it's fine. It's just that after that, the bridge section and those things and the breakdown which would come, that is what we have to work on.
absolutely. And I'm also causing a bottleneck here because I was supposed to send you the recordings last week, but my string broke, and there's no bloody 12 gauge in Chennai.
Good.
I've ordered on Bajaj, so hopefully I'll get it this week and I'll be able to record it. So yeah, okay, so we have to think in terms of weekends as days. So this next weekend we will have consumed 2 days, right, out of our 13 days for Viking.
Yes.
So in those 2 days, that will be wasted on me. I will definitely just finish this off. I'll figure out the song, sorry, the string issue. Solve that, and I'll record the bridge properly. I have found the solution for that, the problem that I was facing in terms of tempo. I'm confident I'll be able to do that. So that is next week, 2 days gone. That leaves us 11 days, right? Yeah.
Yes, that is fine. There might be some technical issues and some other work issues on your part, so we can definitely think of work around that. So do not take too much trouble. But yes, we'll be certainly able to do it by the next weekend. You are suggesting that, right?
No, next weekend I'll finish the guitar part, at least in the breakdown. So
All
after the
right.
so till the, if we are able to, so we have 13 days, and let's say 6 days, that is 3 weekends, I think. Yeah, so in matter of 3 weekends, that is almost 3/4 of a month. If we are able to solve the issue till or and record it completely till, or solve all issues in our brain till the breakdown, then I will be as confident as I am with Unsullied with respect to Viking.
All right.
Right? So
Till the
let's,
breakdown, yes.
yeah, till the breakdown. After that, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah, it's just some repeating parts and
Yeah,
then
exactly.
end. The end.
Yeah, though we need to have a solo there, but for this, I think for Viking, I'll be able to handle the solo on my own. And for Death Rush, Ayush is handling, and for Unsullied, we'll see what to, we'll outsource it. So,
IT company move. Yes, yeah. Continue.
So, the solo I'm not considering as a problem because we can perform the songs technically without solos as well.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, for 6 days, we need to just finish till the breakdown.
Yes, done.
Awesome.
So, that the 6 days, that means 3 weekends.
Yeah, 3 weekends.
Okay,
That's not the only thing we will be doing, but I'm just saying that it should not take more than 3 weekends.
Yeah, totally.
Next 3 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So, we can probably later on individually add that to our Google calendars or anything like that. I'll share a link or something. And then we don't need to worry too much about Viking. We will be able, in the remaining 6 days, we can actually make a rough demo of it and get that done. So let's see. Let's just aim to do this. This will be a big task with respect to Viking. And if it's done, it's done. In the remaining six days, we will then, I'll work on the solos, of course, and we will finalize it. But let's, for next 3 weekends, that is there. And then coming on to Unsullied.
Yeah. Unsullied, yes. The next goal would be to go on to Unsullied.
So, what do you think are the problem points there?
So, I believe that 95% of the song is completed. Like, on my end, it's just that I have to exactly think. Like, okay, let me talk about from the perspective of drums. So I have to figure out the grooves I'll be playing, the exact grooves I'll be playing in the solo rhythm, because I'm still like trying out new and different type of foot patterns over there. So I'll have to finalize what I'll be doing in this solo rhythm sections. And how long is it going to be? 8 bars, I believe. Is there any number you have?
So before the solo also, the same rhythm is there.
Yeah,
and that is using vocals, and I mean that does not have the solo, that has vocals on it.
Yes,
and that is, I think, 4 bars, if I am correct. And then the song shifts up by 2 frets, so I think that is one tone.
So you one. Like roughly 8 bars or something like that, 8 or 10 bars. Okay.
Yeah, for the solo 8, before that 4, so that makes it 12. Not more than 16, definitely under 16.
All right, so I'll figure out the grooves which I'll be playing along to that. So that would be my first the first small little thing which I have in my mind. And after that, the problem which we are facing is figuring out the exact transition from the breakdown to the chorus.
Yeah. So for that, I think the current idea that we are working on, that is the silent solo. Mm-hmm. I think that will work out pretty well. In fact, in between, we can also add a bass line.
All right.
Yeah. Some trouble happening in Asana group with Paul with regards to that. That needs to be figured out, but let's
actually heard the recording. I liked what he played, and he played like the first phrase of the chorus along, like he added bass there and it was sounding great. It's just that in the part where it begins, the lick he played, that is not something which is completely aligning to what we are thinking, but we can certainly sit and talk about that, and we can certainly discuss something which is relevant to the space we are trying to fill.
Exactly. So that will require some communication. So that's why let's try to solve this issue without having the bass part there. Because if we solve it and it works out just by ending the breakdown there, having space there, and then starting the way we are discussing on Asana right now, then to add the bass would not be an issue. We can simply insert it. It will become a 5 or 10 minute thing to decide if you want it or if you don't want it. So That
Yes,
is
yes. So, like, just structurally, what we would be doing is the same. And if we want to work, like, if we want to work out the base part, we can do that. That's what you're suggesting, I believe.
exactly. In fact, we will then also have time to try it out during live shows to
Yes.
settle it there.
All right, so
So,
this part is sorted.
yeah, we so what is remaining in unsullied?
The other thing is the solo, and after that solo, there would be the repeating part. The verse riff would come again. I mean, no, wait, the chorus would come again.
So I think only the recording part is left here.
Now,
Yeah,
like in the complete picture, if we look, yeah, that's
the
even
prop.
I think the same way.
Yeah, even in the remaining days of Viking, we also need to add the recording thing because.
So, okay, after the solo ends, the chorus would repeat once, and then the intro riff. Would it end on the intro riff?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So then, yes, basically we only need to record it.
And we have 13 days to do that in a matter of 13 into what? 13 into 13 days. So that is six. Okay, I forgot. It's a lot of.
Too many numbers and too much maths,
Yeah.
ruining our head, ruining our
Yeah.
discussion.
So I guess it's about 5 months, I think. I don't know. Never mind.
Yes,
Let's.
5 months. Yeah, you are correct.
Okay, so we need to just record it so it will be done earlier. Okay, we only have the recording issue there and the solo, it's going to be outsourced.
Yes, all right. So once all it done, now coming to Death Thrash.
Death Thrash will probably, we need to experiment more with the. I need to actually do some experimenting with the acoustic part that is there. That is the new thing there. Though it's adding a lot of vibrance to the song. What do you think?
The acoustic part, yes, certainly. It's just that when you recorded it and sent it to me, I was thinking about what I could add, and there was also a thought in my head that something the riff could be a little different and a little more aligned to the riffs which are around. So that was the thought which I had.
Right.
So maybe
So,
if you have some other idea as well with the acoustic part, maybe you can try and record that. Otherwise, we'll see in this current recording, in this current riff which you are playing, what we can do.
the problem point that I'm seeing here, and I got your point as well, is that the issue happens at the ending. It's not transitioning that well to the pre-chorus being a very short part, and the chorus then comes.
And
So
there's also a tempo change, I believe, right? From pre-chorus to chorus.
their
Like
tempo
I well, that,
temp
that yeah that's just the jam recording, so I understand the tempo differences, but is there any specific tempo change
so the thing is
after the beat, sorry.
in all our songs every 20 or 30 seconds we have a tempo change.
That I understand. That is mostly because we are currently just jamming around.
No, those are actually calculated time tempo changes that I've set in for the
Okay, all right.
recording. May actually the most irritating and most frustrating part for me
Would
while
be the
record.
tempo. Would be the
For,
tempo change, right?
yeah, it's enough headache to figure out the tempo for one starting riff, and then you have to because what happened right now with the which song Viking, the tempo issue he to hedge that has been bottlenecking me. I was trying to find the perfect tempo, and I think I found it. It's 135.
Increasing.
Yeah, increasing by five,
Okay.
decreasing by
Okay,
five,
okay.
making it 5/4, making it 9/8, trying out everything, whatever
Just
works. So,
playing with numbers.
yeah. So, but yeah, the tempo changes that are there and that well, that are with respect to other songs other than Viking, those are solid. Like those are the tempo changes. Hey everybody, I'm so sorry if you were listening to the podcast and this interruption happened. We ran into some technical issues and the planning was going pretty damn solid, so we had to shift it to a personal call. We have almost completed the planning and I will be sharing the results of that, the summary of that. I actually have to map it all out on a proper calendar and do it properly. So I will be sharing all that on the next podcast. And for now, we are signing off. Rahul is not here, but on behalf of Rahul and myself and on behalf of entire WorkRai team, thanks for listening. And sorry, we will see you next time. Good night.